This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 323 for Friday, March 25th. Ice canola futures are mixed on Friday morning in volatile trading being spurred on by light volumes of activity. The May canola contract drops back $4.40 at $1,144.20 per ton. The July contract loses $2.70 at $1,118.50 per ton, while new crop November gains $3.30 at $957. There's spillover from increases in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, but there are declines in soy oil. Gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are also supportive. Meanwhile, losses in global crude oil prices are weighing on edible oil values. The Canadian Grain Commission will release its weekly grain stats report later today after postponing it yesterday. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Friday morning, with the loonie at 79.87 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 79.71. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine starts its second month, farmers in the war-stricken country are attempting to plant their crops. Ukraine's agriculture minister says about 371,000 acres have been seeded so far. Also, Ukraine has lifted export restrictions on corn and sunflower oil, but is continuing to ban the export of sugar, meat, and oats. Countries dependent on wheat and other grain shipments out of the Black Sea are turning to other countries such as the United States, Argentina, and India. France says its soft wheat crop remains at 92% good to excellent, which is 5 points above the average. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of 132,000 tons of old crop soybeans to China. Next week, the USDA is scheduled to release its planting intentions report. The average trade guess for soybeans is 88.9 million. The average for corn acres is 92 million, while that for all wheat is 47.9 million acres. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The May contract is up 4.5 cents at $17.05 per bushel. May soy oil drops about a half cent at 73.78 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal gains $5.70 at $4.91.60 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher this morning. The May contract is up a half cent at $7.49 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the May contract gaining 9 cents at 712.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, with Chicago May down 3 cents at 1083. Kansas City May loses 4 cents at 1091. And Minneapolis May is down 2 cents at 1081. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, March 25th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.